Hello there. You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
And now, let's get back to Barely Legal with Robin Earle and David Spada. Whoa.
Okay, we're back, the Barely Legal Show. I'm Robin Earle, former Chicago Bear, and of course, David Spada, attorney at law. And David, your specialty, of course, you're great in the courtroom, and, anytime anybody needs a situation like I did with my driver's license and a traffic ticket and so forth and so on, your specialty, why don't you, you've never really got down the dirty nitty-gritty with me with that. Is it more on the workers' comp side?
Workers' comp, real estate, traffic, those are the three main areas.
Gotcha.
I started just doing traffic tickets, then it turned into DUI, it turned into misdemeanor, so basically it's anything criminal misdemeanor.
What do you think about the big three, with Chrysler, Ford, General Motors, of installing those breathalyzers so that, not only would it eliminate all car fatalities, probably, alcohol-related, but wouldn't that kind of cut into into the budget of the attorneys?
The DUI business will be gone if this passes. What they're trying to do is, MAD is pushing this.
Now, why wouldn't it, though? Come on.
Exactly. What's going on is MAD's been pushing this, which is good. You should not drink and drive, but they've taken it to the other extreme now where if you have one drink, they don't even want you behind the wheel.
That's right.
And again, some people are impaired with one drink. Some people could drink 10 drinks and be fine. They build up the tolerance. But the thing is, what they're doing now is the law changed January 1st with these BAID devices. So anyone who gets a DUI now, there's a period called the summary suspension period. It's either used to be 3 months and 6 months. Now it's 6 months and a year. If you blow and fail, it's 6 months suspension. If you don't blow, it's an automatic year suspension. You cannot drive at all during that time period. Mm-hmm. What they did now is said there's no more judicial driving permits where you could drive for the last either 2 months of the suspension or the last 5 months, depending. What we're doing now is we're going to let you drive. If it's a six-month suspension, we'll let you drive for the last five out of those 6 months, but you got to put these BAID devices on your car. What the BAID device is you have to blow for the car to start. If you have any alcohol in your system, it will not start, and then you have to blow periodically every time while you're driving. So what's going to end up happening now is you're going to be able to drive. There's going to be no restrictions because with the old judicial driving permits the judge would give, you could drive to and from work, to and from school,
right.
And that's it. Nothing on weekends. So now you could drive as much as you want, but you got to blow on these devices. But the devices are expensive. With the device fee and the monitoring, you're looking at about $130 a month to get these devices on the car.
Wow.
So it's going to get crazy. So what's going to happen is the car companies are going to do the same thing, do with airbags, seatbelts. They're going to put them in all the cars eventually. So in order for you to start a car and continue to drive, you're going to have to blow. The problem you're going to run into is if these things get skewed at all and they think you might have some alcohol in your system, cough medicine or anything, car's not going to start.
Right.
I was in court a couple weeks ago, and this kid was a real rocket scientist. He's at the Bears game. He's got a BAID device on his car now because some of the judges required him before to drive. Like in Kane County, if you wanted to keep driving during the summer suspension period, they'd want the BAID device. Kids at the Bears game with some of his buddies, they want to see who's more drunk. They're all blowing in this BAID device to see who's more drunk. Well, these results are transmitted electronically back to the monitoring agency.
Right.
So they're bringing him in to throw this kid in jail for violating the terms of his supervision.
Oh, my
goodness. The attorney's like, Judge, there's 10 blows in a 10-minute period here. This guy didn't do this. And look at the results, 0.08, 0.12. It's going down, up, down. The judge goes, I want to see everybody in this courtroom now, and I want proof that your guy wasn't drinking at all.
Unbelievable.
So you can't grab a bum off the street and say, here, I need you to blow my car to start it, because you got to blow periodically, too.
Well, that's why I hired you about 3 years ago, David.
Kept your butt out of trouble.
Kept my butt out of trouble. And, hey, it's no secret, no mystery. About 9.5, 10 years ago, I had a little situation we had to take care of. But you know what? I learned from it, and I moved forward. And I just don't do the same stupid mistakes anymore. Like I said, I had to, when you turn 50, which is like almost four years ago, you have to grow up.
Some of your former teammates haven't learned that lesson yet.
They haven't learned that lesson. It can be a very costly lesson. Trust me out there.
Look at Briggs. I mean, a couple of years ago, the problems he got into. Tank Johnson. He didn't learn his lesson after how many arrests?
Yeah. Well, let's go into this stimulus package by Obama. And I know we're switching gears here because that's what our show's all about. We talk politics, big business, sports, athletes getting in trouble and so forth. But the market's been trading pretty sideways here the last couple of days. So I think Wall Street doesn't really know, how to take this. I mean, the market's up right now 20 points. But again, we're talking, you know, Thursday morning here at 10 o'clock.
There's six key financial announcements coming out this morning, and no one knows what the announcements are going to be. The market could go anywhere. I was talking to the loan officer.
Well, we know what the real estate foreclosure market is. That stinks.
No, I was talking to the guy I know, Jerry Lorenzi, from Countrywide, and he was saying that right now he could do 4.875. This was at 8.45 for a 30-year fix. He says at 9.15 when these announcements start, he doesn't know where the market's going. One day last month, the mortgage rates went from 4.625 to 5% in half an hour. The swings are incredible.
Unbelievable.
I had a client call me yesterday. He goes, I heard there was some bad economic news today. Do you know what it is? I said, bad economic news. Every day there's bad economic news.
Every day.
What do you think the media is for? You know, I mean, if oil prices start to getting too low, what do you think they do? They have some scare tactic in Nigeria of some oil field gets stampeded by a bunch of natives.
I was talking to an attorney yesterday. We were talking about the price of oil. I know you love talking about that. How's oil $35 a barrel, and it's still $1.99 a gallon?
Over $2.
He was saying in the late 70s, they took the lead out of the gas. Instead of the price of gas going down, it went up. He goes, they're not putting lead in the gas anymore. It should be going down, not up. But, again, it's the oil companies doing what they do best.
They scatter bad news and make it look like, there's going to be a catastrophe. And, of course, they're all false rumors. And, of course, what's Wall Street? Wall Street's just one big, huge rumor.
Oh, exactly. And then you have the stimulus plan here. You got some states like Texas saying, yeah, we're going to turn down the money maybe. We don't want it. We don't want the country to go more in debt.
So what is our general manager of the Bulls going to do, Paxson? I mean, he's been kind of yo-yoing around here.
He's going to quit after the trade deadline. He's going to quit at the end of the year. He's not going to quit. He's going to get Amari Stoudemire. He's going to get Chris Bosh. And now he makes a trade yesterday where he picks up Brad Miller again, who's a good player.
Picks
up Sammons, who's a very good player, averaging 18 points a game.
Yep.
And he gives up Nocioni, who is a hard worker, plays like a linebacker, now like a basketball player.
Yeah. Now, so he went to Sacramento.
Sacramento. Okay. Drew Gooden went to Sacramento.
Okay.
The Simmons guy who never played went there, along with Michael Ruffin, who hasn't smelled the floor all year.
Man, they're just like flipping players. I mean, you know.
And they're saying that they were looking to dump Heinrich just to get rid of his salary. What they're trying to do is they're going to have about $25 million available after the 2009-10 season because Brad Miller's contract's up for about $12 million. You have the guard, Larry Hughes, who can't get off the bench anymore. He's not even dressing with about $13 million. So you have $25 million to go after players. You're going to have Chris Bosh out there. You're going to have Amari Stoudemire and LeBron James. I was hearing this morning that Chris Bosh said his number one choice is to come to the Bulls. Well, go to Toronto right now today and say, we want Bosh. You're going to lose him for nothing after next year. What do you want? Give him Tyrus. Give him Cephalosha. Give him whatever they want. Bring this Bosh in here or bring in Stoudemire and let's just play for this year. Because in the NBA, you need two star players and a good third player to be a contender. Look at the Celtics last year. They had Ray Allen, Garnett, and Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
What did the Lakers have that made the finals? They had Kobe. They had
the big three.
Yeah, Kobe, Gasol, and they had Chris, the center, who was out buying them, and they had Lamar Odom. Mm-hmm. So they had their three. Odom.
During our stretch run of the six championships with the Bulls, you know, we had Michael, but he counted for two. Usually it takes three. Michael and Pippen. That was it.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
I mean, the superstars, but you had so many great, great role players. You know, whether it was Rodman during that time and, of course, the two centers.
Horace, you had Wennington, you had Purdue, Longley. Again, Michael counted as two players, like LeBron. There's only two players who are even close to Michael right now in the NBA. Guard-wise, you have LeBron, and you have Kobe.
You know, I'm just looking at looking online here a little bit about. I'm not a real big hockey guy because I didn't grow up around it as a kid. But they're 32-15-8. Man, I tell you what, it seems like wherever John McDonough goes, okay, this guy is a promotion machine.
Notre Dame grad,
exactly. You know, and then you know, I'm looking at this, looking at the standings here. Are they? They're right around fourth. In the Western Conference?
It's amazing. The old man dies, the kid takes it over, hires John McDonough, and everything turns around. McDonough fires Dennis Savard. If the old administration would have done that, the fans would have been all over him. He brings in this new coach, and all of a sudden, they're winning.
Unbelievable. And you know what? I can't even pronounce half these players' names because they're all foreign or up in Canada and so forth, but they're so young. I mean, we could literally see the Blackhawks being the elite, part of the league for the next several years.
When you played back in the 70s, what is it? The Bears were number one, And then the Blackhawks, too. And then you had the Cubs and Sox.
Exactly. Bears have always been number one, of course, but then the Blackhawks was always a tough ticket to get. I'll never forget my my attorney, agent, my rookie year, asked me to go to a Blackhawk game. I'd never been to a hockey game before, and I went down. I couldn't believe it. It was a sellout. He had seats right on the glass. I mean, it was incredible.
Was it Steve Zucker?
No.
I remember hearing Zucker talk how he became an agent. McMahon,
Jack Childers.
Exactly.
Remember the name, Jack Childers?
I remember it. Is he still around there?
You know what? I haven't talked to him for quite some time. I knew I talked to Mark and his boys, and they used to, you know, we used to coordinate the Good News Bears basketball team. We used to travel around the state and play a lot of games and so forth. And of course, when the Bears won the Super Bowl in 85, you know, I mean, at 86, 87, there's a lot of residual effects that came off of that. And we used to play in sellouts around the state, and that was a lot of fun. I know they ran those.
How much did it cost you not being on the 85 team? Would you have made a lot more money in endorsements? I mean, these guys are endorsing everything till this day.
Yeah, you know what? That's all timing in life. I missed it by a couple seasons, but I went on and played in the USFL with Birmingham. And to be honest with you, I have lifetime friends and acquaintances and teammates that with the Birmingham team, more so than perhaps the Bears. You know the guys of the Bears, I mean, yeah, I see the Emory Moreheads and... You know, and you know, the Gary Fensick and Reeve Sori and some of the guys and really enjoyed Matsui and so forth. But, you know, there's nothing like a band of men that come together from the USFL. We're all cut. We're all released. We're all on the same page. We all made the exact same amount of money. You had the superstars like the Joe Cribbs and Cliff Stout and so forth. But basically, we just bonded together for a cause. And the closeness was unbelievable.
Wasn't Scott Norwood a teammate of yours?
Scott Norwood was, 1984.
I feel bad for that guy. To this day, they just harass him in Buffalo.
Oh, he's just the GOAT. You know, because Buffalo couldn't win the Super Bowl. All he had to do is make that 43-yarder or something like that?
That is not a chip shot.
It's not a chip shot, but very makeable for a pro. Very makeable. Absolutely.
But, going back to with the Bulls here, I mean, I want to see him get a star. I want to see me have those 1-2 punch where they could go for it. Because I was watching the game last night. This Ben Gordon is solid, but this Derrick Rose is incredible.
He's a real deal.
The guy could get up, rebound, do it all.
And won the rookie skills?
Yeah, he won the rookie.
Or was it the rookie skills or was it overall skills?
It was a skills competition.
Skills competition.
He was incredible, just getting up and down. He probably could have competed in the dunk contest.
You know, let's switch to the combine that's going on right now, the NFL combine down in Indianapolis. And I heard a little ad from Wayne Larrivee, talking about the combine. He's not a real advocate of it at all because he doesn't believe that just because you show up in shorts and you can pound a bunch of iron off your chest on a bench press, you can jump so high, you can run a 4.440 or whatever. But here's the question, here's the issue, that when you observe a player, a senior, let's say, or a guy's going to come out early in November, December, during a football game, and you see exactly what this kid can do on the field, to me, that means more than how many push-ups or how many benches he can do or how fast he can run straight ahead. I want to know, if I'm going to draft a linebacker, I want to know whether or not he can get from A to B, point to point, and make the tackle. That's all I care about.
Oh, exactly. The Bears got burnt in 92 with Alonzo Spellman.
They get burnt every stinking year.
I don't know. They draft these guys who are great athletes who can't do it. Mark Bradley, great athlete, couldn't do it. Alonzo Spellman couldn't do it.
Well, Spellman was like a Godzilla in shorts.
He had nothing upstairs.
Nothing.
He had the peanut as the brain, and he could do nothing upstairs. Look at Michael Vick. That guy should have been all world. He made a couple Pro Bowls. He could run, had an arm, could do it all. Again, he never amounted to much as a quarterback in the NFL. Couldn't win the big games because all he could do was run. He reminded me of Bobby Douglas.
Yeah. Well, now he's coming out of jail soon.
And now Singletary said he's coming out in July. Singletary said he'd consider him as a quarterback for the 49ers.
No kidding.
I'll tell you what. The Bears should take a flyer. I know Orton. Everybody likes him. He's a solid quarterback. But take a flyer on Michael Vick.
What jailhouse is he in, by the way?
I think he's down in Virginia, Federal Pen.
Federal pen.
He's not up with...
What does that mean now? Federal pen as compared to a state pen or...
It's a federal jail compared to state jail.
Okay. And you think he's got a weight room in his jailhouse?
The federal penitentiary. So a lot of them are like country clubs, I heard. So I'm sure he's got everything there.
I got you.
They're selling his house for $3 million this weekend. It's up for auction.
Up for auction.
The guy blew through all that money.
Unbelievable. He's going to have to start over. What is Michael Vick now? How old would you say he is?
28 years old.
28
But he's
years
been out of the
old.
NFL 2 years. When you were out of the NFL for 2 years, could you have come back at age 28?
Impossible. For me, particularly. I don't know if I could do it. You know, quarterback, who knows? You know, I mean, if he's still keeping himself in pretty good shape, which I believe he is, he's probably got a gym to work out in. He's got the weights. He's got doing whatever. He's probably getting a great nutrition to food and so forth. But I don't know. That could be a tough road. But I, you know what? It should be interesting. And the question is that when he does come out and he plays for Singletary, it'd be interesting how the fans react to it, you know.
Oh, they're going to hang him out there.
Yep.
You'll have PETA protesting every game.
Yep, exactly. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up for today, guys and girls and listening audience out there. I want to thank our guests today. We had Steve Mongo McMichaels and Ed Farmer, play-by-play voice of the White Sox. David, let's go out and tackle that weather out there, my friend. And we'll see you all next week. Hi, I'm Robin Earl, head coach of the Liberty Chicago team and former player for the Chicago Bears. Hey, let's face it. Times are really tough in America right now. The cost of living continues to increase. The loss of jobs is staggering. The housing market has tumbled, and there is really no good news in sight. I cross my fingers every day and hope that the new economic stimulus package will create jobs and get the economy moving again. Staying positive and upbeat is in my DNA. Liberty International's stimulus package is simple. We help you eliminate your high cost of your home and cell phone service. But that's not all. If you're looking for an explosive opportunity that can produce immediate results that incorporates the best of corporate America, networking, and direct sales, I can help. But you need to call me at 224-515-0500 or visit my website at robinearl.net. If you're looking to earn additional income or want a complete career change, I can help. But you need to pick up the phone and call me at 224-515-0500. The ball is in your court. Take advantage of this explosive technology Liberty International provides. You'll be glad you did.
Need sound legal advice? If you've been injured at work, in a car accident, or on the job, or received a traffic ticket, then call me, Attorney David Spada. Don't get taken advantage of. Don't represent yourself. Ensure your rights are protected. Call me, David Spada, at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. You can also download my sports and legal show, Barely Legal, with former pro football player Robin Earl on TalkZone.com.
When you hear a police siren, what are the first words out of your mouth? Well, it should be to call an attorney you can trust. My guy! Attorney David Spada. Going to court without an experienced traffic attorney could result in a conviction, loss or suspension of your driver's license, traffic school, increased insurance rates, or even jail. I wouldn't want any of these, and you shouldn't either. Don't screw up by not calling David Spada. Call David now. 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. Or visit northtonorth.com to see the reduced rates David Spada is offering.